welcome to Creation Lightship Healing with Ron Amatron. Thanks for joining us tonight. We are on VBS Station 2, and tonight is Paranormal Friday, and we probably will be entertaining different topics tonight. So if you have questions or comments, feedback, you may email clsquestions@yahoo.com, or if you happen to be on the CLS chat intro page, you can click on to the chat room and enter your information there, and we'll be toggling back and forth between the two medias to see what you have to share with us. And today is August 8, 2014, and tonight is, as I said, Friday night, Paranormal Friday, and Ron will be activating the light beam for us, so be sure and pull up the picture of the light beam. You can find the link on the CLS chat intro page. That link will take you to creationlightship.com, which is where the healings are that Ron has created for us. And also on that same website, creationlightship.com, at the top of the page, you will see the links for events. And we have the regular, especially weekly conference calls that will be linked from there. Most importantly, for tomorrow, we have the special monthly conference call for the Ascension Preparation, and that is Saturday, August 9th, tomorrow, 4-hour call. And then Sunday kicks off the Physical Rejuvenation calls. There will actually be 3 Sundays in a row. Tomorrow will be the first 8-hour call. So be sure and check out the event information and register if you'd like. If you feel that you're not able to attend, you may let Ron know that you'll be absentee. And also be sure and prepare water. And after Ron activates the light beam, he'll talk with us about how much water we should prepare. Welcome, Ron.
Hi. So, everybody, we're here again. And let's start off with clearing the numbers here. So we have 8-8. So just think, if you put the 8 together like a flower, it looks like a crisscross, you know? So who knows what's going on with that. So here we go. Let's clear the 8s. So releasing the energies from them. Remember, this is like numerology. And that's how they control us, through keywords and, you know, letters themselves and numbers. So here we go. Let's release that. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Okay. Now we'll do the 2014. So releasing that, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Wow, a lot of energy there. Let's see, have some more. So getting rid of these energies that may be affecting you. Plus, I think it's getting close to a full moon if it's not already one. So here we go. Releasing the energy, so stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, let's bring up the light beam. Well, let's first release energies from you if you have a situation going on. So here we go, releasing energies from you. So 1, 2, 3, oh boy, 4, and 5. And 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Let's bring the light beam up. Bring some peace energies into you. Go stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, so we'll have callers tonight if you want to call in and report what's happening in your world or different clearings that we've done. So we'll take those. So I guess I'll turn it back over to you, Cindy.
Great. Thank you so much, Ron, for activating the light beams for peace energy for us tonight, and then also for releasing the energy of the week's traumas and also the date. You did mention that we'll be taking calls tonight, and the station 2 call-in number is 1-888-429-5471. And Ron, did you desire a specific topic, or are we wide open?
Yeah, we're wide open. So whatever anybody wants to bring forth on Paranormal Night here,
okay.
We'll just see what comes across the chat here, what we can talk about. Let's see here. I've been working the last night, probably before that, with the stuff in Hawaii, so that was is still pretty intense here. So I'll kind of describe that to people. So what happens is we have a lot of people who pray to something to calm this storm down, okay? So they're praying to their God energies. Right away, the aliens are causing this problem of bringing this energy here. And it can also be man-made, but either way, it's still probably alien technology that they're using. And I'm sure the aliens are riding upon it if it is man-made energies. Can't swear to that at all, but, you know, the problem with us here on the planet is that the aliens have given us technology to cause us harm. People take advantage of that. So anyway, so I had to get rid of a lot of that God energy stuff, where the aliens are coming down to prey on everybody. And so I had to get rid of those energies along with what's causing the problem. So I've been working pretty hard on it. So that's what happens. So if it'd be real simple, straightforward, nobody did their prayer work, I could probably take out the energies a lot quicker. But you have, you know, thousands of people doing this here, maybe even millions, and each one has, their alien counterpart that they're praying to, that they're hooked up to, doing, coming in here to take energy from the people that are doing the prayers to make this thing go away, along with the destruction and stuff of what's going on. And, you know, it's just that's what happens. So it's not always a very straightforward of what's going on. But anyway, that's what I've been knocking out, getting rid of the aliens so that this will maybe calm down somewhat. Anyway, so that's kind of what happens behind the scenes, because the aliens do come here to prey on people with the energy. So I guess back to you, Cindy.
Well, that's great, Ron. I'm thinking that you might need to rest. However, glad to have you here tonight. In the chat room, we do have several comments, questions regarding the storms, and first comment is good news that the storm in Hawaii did not materialize, at least not in Maui. And then also the question, did CLS have anything to do with diminishing the predicted hurricane headed to the Hawaiian Islands? And you already shared with us the answer to that. And we have a listener that is in Hawaii and offers major thanks to you, Ron, for diminishing the hurricane to storm in Hawaii and greatly reducing the impact on Maui. So
that's not easy. It's just, you know, when I hear about something, I'm always working on it to try to diminish whatever's going on there. So wherever it is, there's things that I just don't have jurisdiction on, but when I connect to it and I see aliens involved, then at that point, that's where I can go, and that's my jurisdiction.
Great.
I don't always
thank
work
you, Ron.
Ask me for because I can't do that. So back to you.
Thanks, Ron. We have another comment. It says, I ran the Gray Sky Clearing and still am running it. I give credit to Creation Lightship for diminishing the hurricane. It is great news. That's another great tip. And I'm thinking that there's still some storm happening, and besides the gray sky clearing, Ron, how else can we assist?
That's probably it. The gray sky is probably the best thing to do there. I'd say that would probably be all that I could say to run. Might be something else, but the gray sky is one that seems to work quite nicely for everything. So, right? That's what's cool about that clearing is that it does so much. Back to you.
Great. Thanks, Ron. And if there is a specific issue or incident, for instance, with a hurricane heading towards Hawaii, is there a specific phrase or word that would be a greater impact to enter into the clearing?
Okay, you just want to have the weather, the hurricane, or you know, could be even on land here a tornado. You just want that to you want everything to get peace energy. That's what it basically needs to boil down to. So that's kind of what I think I would look at to mention is you want the peace energy to come in to replace the alien stuff. What normally happens is when you come in or when I come in to look at something, right away, almost instantly, I start getting attacks from these things, gifts and stuff that you can't see. All of a sudden, that produces a battle that goes on. Well, that's kind of what happens. So there are a few people out there that are still enlisted who are fighting the aliens, and I do get sometimes people mention to me that they felt energies or something, and they're still enlisted, but there's probably only a handful of people that are still enlisted. Most of the people are not, because there's so many time-traveling soldiers helping out, so they're not really needed. So that's kind of the way that works. But anyway, back to you.
Thanks, Ron, for explaining that. We've talked about the Gray Skies Clearing, which is actually Gray Skies Timeline Clash. That's at creationlightship.com. The left side of the website, under the free sample hearing pull-up menu. And also, along with the other free sample healings that are listed there, Alien Keyword Intercept is there. And Ron was kind enough to clear 882014 for us tonight. So that's a good spot to clear numbers or words or phrases for yourself. And then also the natal barcode, Ron, would that one be appropriate for us too for dates or key issues?
Yeah, the natal barcode is designed to eliminate stuff from you, okay? So it's what you're connected to. It typically will not work for like a hurricane or something. That's something completely different. So it's whatever you're involved with stuff going on in your life. So to say it differently, we'll say that you're living in Hawaii and you think you can do your natal barcode to get rid of the energies coming in. Well, your natal barcode is not going to cause that type of situation. To happen to the whole, Hawaii area, okay? So, anyway, that's how you have to look at it. Being struck by lightning could possibly be something, okay? But as far as bringing forth a hurricane, tornado, or bad weather, or anything like that, no, that's not going to be anything related to your NATO barcode, although your NATO barcode could put you into that situation, but it's not going to help you get rid of it unless you move, if that's the case. So, yeah, that hopefully I'm being clear with that. NATO barcode is how you're set up with your SOAP family to experience more stuff. Back to you.
More stuff. Well, speaking of SOAP family, we received an email regarding the SOAP family disconnection clearing, and let me just peek at that. This is a great testimonial describing the difference that she has felt. And the email reads, firstly, thank you for this fantastic clearing. I experienced very clear and tangible differences after running it, relief and space within myself, and an immediate sense of freedom in relating to others whom I sure had been in my soul family. Essentially, I feel like I have reclaimed my free will, free choice to a whole new level. Yay. That's a wonderful testimonial regarding the soul family disconnection clearing. And now she has a question. She's run all of the 6 steps for herself and wonders if she can go through all the 6 steps again, enter her name plus the name of a given person. She wants to remove any lingering cording with this person and wonders if that would be acceptable or would work.
You could run it, you know, with that person's name, you know, your name connected to it. That might be a way to do that. But normally, once you're disconnected from the soul family energies, you might just see what situation is there. But once that's released, normally they probably will not be able to connect with you. Well, you might.
So there shouldn't be a worry. There shouldn't be a worry about doing any follow-up.
I doubt it, but, you know, it could be possible, but I doubt it.
Okay.
Because your soul family is not going to leave one person out when you do the clearing. It'll just be whoever's in your soul family.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it could be possible that maybe you have another soul family in the Beyondo, but I don't have any clearings for that, okay? And so you could be living a life. I'm sure all of you now are going, oh, God. But anyway, you know, you could be living a life in the Beyondo, not realizing what's happening, and your soul family there is being copy and pasted here. And you don't even know these people, but over there, they're your good buddies. So that's why we have that a parallel life clearing, you know, on and off planet, I think, something like that, you know, the parallel life, you know, timeline stuff. That's a special clearing on the website, which has been up for a long, long time. We don't normally talk about it, but it's like on-planet, off-planet stuff. Anyway, back to you.
Oh, great. Thanks for mentioning that, Ron. We do have a question regarding dreams, and my understanding is dreams are parallel lifetimes. Is that
yes,
true?
Uh-huh. Yeah. Yeah, dreams would be your parallel lives. Most people talk about dreams as this is how you're getting your information and you know, visions, etc. So, you know, I don't know if that's completely true or not, because when you're having a dream, you're actually there experiencing something. And so, you know, a lot of you out there probably can remember having a dream and you woke up and you're completely exhausted. You never had any sleep, okay? Well, that's because maybe you only saw part of the dream. Or maybe you didn't see the dream at all and you woke up exhausted. You go, wow, what's happening here? I had my regular sleep. We'll say you're, you know, 6 to 10 hours of sleep, something like that, depending on what you need. And you go, wow, why am I so tired? This is, you know, just, you know, kind of strange that this would happen. Well, it's because you're out there experiencing stuff that you know nothing about, and it's taking your energy. That's what dreams do. And so if you do get a glimpse of something, then more than likely you can say, uh-oh, I don't want to have this any longer, and see if you can do some backpedaling, you know, to do some timeline crashes on it, you know, maybe many of them, because a lot of times the dreams will come about and recycle. And all of a sudden you end up having the same dream over and over and over again throughout your life, wondering why you keep falling down a hole or something. So that's how you need to look at dreams, is that, you know, if you want to fall down a hole and learn how to get out of it, that's perfectly fine. But I don't think that's going to do you any good, especially if you wake up and you're tired, you know, and you can't do anything. So that's the main thing. So, you know, get out of it. Walk away, Renee, you know, and do the clearance to get yourself released from the situation that's causing you problems. Oh, back to you.
Excellent, Ron. Thank you. So this was a perfect segue into the email regarding dreams, and it reads, my understanding from listening to the show, Creation Leadership Show, is that having dreams is not a good thing. It signals that I have been abducted onto a timeline that is not in the now.
Yeah, that's correct, yeah. And so if you just look at a dream in general, and you're experiencing that, why is that so, okay? Now, you have to look at it as, why am I doing this? Did I pre-plan this before I went to sleep? No. Who's making me do this? So if you look at it that way, then you go, man, this is some kind of mind control stuff that I'm going through, and I'm doing, you know, this, you know, and who's doing this to me? So if you realize that, then you can get a better clue of what's going on in your life. But yeah, so to me, you know, if an alien were to come to you and say, you know, show up by your bed before you go to sleep, and they say, you know, we're going to have to give you this nice dream. You're going to be falling down a cliff, but we'll wake you up before you hit the bottom, before you kill yourself. And do you want to have that experience, you know? And you can learn about, well, I should have grabbed onto the rope or the tree or a rock on the way down. And, you know, you can get all this insight, or I shouldn't have had this person push me, or I shouldn't have tripped on my shoelaces because they weren't tied, something like that. So you can say, yeah, I understand all this here. Yeah, I'll have that dream, no problem. And then you say, well, who's going to get my energy as I wake up after the dream having a cold sweat and I'm shaking? You know, well, who's getting this? So, you know, if you were to agree to that physically and say, yeah, I want to have this experience, then it would probably be perfectly fine. But they don't do that. So that's the whole process. You want to become conscious of your life and know what's going on. And, you know, always try to, you know, ask your spirit not to leave at night, because they create a situation of you falling down that mountainside or something. And your spirit goes, uh-oh, I got to get there to help that person. So it leaves your body. So it's sort of like forced out of your body in the process. And then who's home with you in your body to keep the aliens from coming in, or entities? So anyway, that's kind of the way it is. So yeah, you know, I don't see anything good about dreams. Some people, you know, have the thing, well, you get a book on dreams and you find out what's going on in your life. And yeah, you know, some of that could be helpful. But why would you want to dream something that is wasting your energy and your time at night? Wouldn't it be easier to say, okay, I want to know what it is when I'm not sleeping? Okay? So,
right.
And your spirit, you know, can help you with that. So, you know, that's the whole thing, you know, is why is it happening to you? Well, because they can do that. So anyway, back to you.
Well, Ron, I have more to read regarding dreams and it's testimonial. I'm thinking, well, I heard of C. Do we have a caller on the line?
Yes, hi, Ron. Hi, Cindy. I'm Larry.
Hi, Larry. Can you just hold on for a couple minutes while we finish with this topic?
Okay, sure.
Thank you. The email continues on to say, I've also noticed that the more clearings I run, the fewer and fewer dreams I have. I run numerous classes at night, including auric protection in a timeline crash for my spirit leaving my body while I sleep, in addition to verbally commanding my spirit to stay in my body and in my heart while I sleep.
Very good.
So, yes, that's a wonderful testimony. The email goes on to say, recent night I had a dream that did not feel troublesome. It felt peaceful, and I was actually meeting with Ron and the CLS crew at an expo. I woke from this feeling calm and happy. So, Ron, the question is, was this a different type of dream experience, not being abducted? Or is there any dreamlike experience that would be okay, even if it's peaceful or not?
I don't think any dream experience would be okay. So they might be attempting to do a setup like that, but remember, you don't want to give your energy away. So that's kind of what I'm trying to say here is just be aware of whatever you have with the dream, even if I'm in it, because I shouldn't be in anybody's dreams. So back to you.
Great. Thank you so much for clearing that up. And thanks, listener, for sending that wonderful testimonial about the clearings. And so now, thank you for calling, Larry. And what is your question for Ron tonight?
Over with
Larry,
Ron.
Are you there?
Yes, I'm. Can you hear me okay? I'm here.
Yes.
I can hear you.
Okay, I guess I had a few views I wanted to talk over with Ron. The first view is we had a girl that called on Wednesday about energies in her home, had trouble sleeping. And if you have, like, I think she had polarized energies in her home. And I think if you put magnets up in the home, or L rods outside, or maybe some half-inch rebarb that they use in concrete, down in the ground at an angle, this would dispel the energy because they're used as antennas, and they would draw the energy, the polarized energy, out and dispel them. Then it would be more peaceful there. That's just my comment about that.
Okay,
then I had a comment. Okay,
maybe,
then I had a comment
about... I
don't
know, but anything's possible.
Uh-huh. Okay, all right. And then... It seems like if you try to help people sometimes, the wrong kind of people, it seems like they want to quote you and they want to make you into their prisoner. So I just wanted to comment about that, too. It doesn't always go that well.
Well, the first thing is to work on yourself. That's the number one thing.
Uh-huh.
So, trying to maybe help somebody in a situation, if they don't understand where you're coming from, then yeah, you could have problems, difficulties, etc. with things. So, and yeah, will they court you? They could court you because they don't like what you're saying, you know? So,
uh-huh.
As you start understanding more, you really start to realize that maybe you want to be a loner, you know? Because
uh-huh.
People are where they are. They have their fixed belief systems that they've had for thousands of years in the body. So to change the body's energy so it's going to maybe think differently along with the mind control patterns, it's pretty difficult. So that's kind of what I see. So I wouldn't even bother trying to convince somebody or help somebody with a given situation of what they're going through, because it's going to entangle you and cord you into their situation, regardless of who this person is, you know. So I wouldn't even really attempt that. If you go up to somebody and you find somebody who's obese, right, and they look really large to you, and you watch them,
mm-hmm.
and they're drinking some type of soft drink with lots of sugar, and you go, the reason why you're probably having so much weight on you is because you're drinking a lot of sugar, and you're maybe not eating the proper foods. What are they going to tell you? Thank you very much. They'll probably tell you to mind your own business, okay? And so why even get engaged with them with the situation that you see which might be more correct for them? Somebody else is going to also probably tell them the same thing, and maybe they really enjoy having that soft drink or whatever, having that sugar, and, you know, it's really, like it's none of your business what they're doing. So, I wouldn't really engage with anybody because you're just going to probably, if they don't like what you're saying, you're going to have psychic attacks from them and everything else. So why, and energetic courting, so why even, get involved with somebody else's reality? Because our own reality here that we're living is enough for us to even handle, That's what I would say, Just
yeah,
see what's happening, take it, and know that you moved on, that you're not doing what they're doing, and you're happy to be out of maybe that situation that they're in. You could have been there yourself, and that's going to just reinforce you to feel like, yeah, this is great. I've been there, done that, and, this is the way it is for me, and I like my life, and I want to stay, connected to my own energy and not give it away to somebody. Because once you start talking to somebody about anything, it doesn't have to be about CLS, about anything, the way you think they should be running their life, you may get a backlash on it. So let me do a clearing for that. So I want everybody to think of somebody where maybe they got involved in somebody's life, maybe they gave somebody advice and the person didn't like it. Maybe you lost a friend over it, or something. So I'll take the energy away from that one that you're thinking about, everybody. So here we go. So just think back in your life when you gave somebody some advice that they may not have liked, okay? So here we go. Releasing the energy. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Okay, Larry, so thank you for calling. You probably helped a lot of people with that.
Okay, thank you.
Bye. So back to
Thanks,
you, Cindy.
Larry. Thanks, Larry. Thank you, Ron, very much for that clearing. I'm sure that we're all going to benefit from that. We do have another email regarding dreaming, and the email reads, I would like to stop dreaming, Ron. Is it the clone bodies on cloned Earth and cloned planets clearing that stop dream? Do I need to do all four? And then she also mentions that she's already done the abduction barcode clearing, but she still dreams. So you've addressed some of that, but what about the clearing that she's mentioning?
Yeah, initially when I put up the clone body, clone Earth, parallel lives, it was like two clearings for that. When I first put it up, people did that clearing, and I got a lot of comments back that they stopped dreaming, okay, almost instantly. And it may have taken, for some people, they did comment that it took them about maybe 6 months to a year to reconnect to them over again to start getting dreams. And so, that one could be a big help for that. We don't talk about it that much anymore, but that's that clearing can do that or has done that in the past. So I would say give it a try and see. In fact, if anybody out there has done that clearing, because we really talked about that years ago, maybe 3, 4, 5 years ago. If anybody has done that clearing and they found at that time it stopped them from dreaming, and let us know what it's, how long you stopped dreaming. I'd like to at least tell other people about it. And, maybe it took away two-thirds of their dreams, which is good. So that's what people have commented to me about. So we'll just see what we get on the fast chat or, somebody wants to call in and talk about what that clearing has done for them. So back
great
to you.
Ron, could you thanks. Could you please tell us the name of the clearing that you're speaking of?
Oh boy, it's something to do with you mentioned it. It was cloned Earth.
Cloned bodies.
Yeah. Cloned bodies on cloned Earth or something like that. And then we had another one that was similar to that.
So if we put in clone, which I'm going to do right now in the at creationlightship.com, there's
that'll
a
do
search.
Parallel lives. That'll do parallel lives on cloned planets and cloned Earths. I remember that's what part of it was about. So, and there's one, there's two actual clearings that are there. Maybe it's one with the planets, and maybe it's one with just the Earth.
Okay. I will search for that. First of all, I search parallel, and there is the Ailing All Parallel Life Time Removal that Ron is referring to. And then I'm going to put in clone in the search, and we should get lots of options here. Let's see. So we do, there are 18 combinations, and there is the cloned bodies living on cloned Earth, as you said, and cloned bodies living on cloned planets. And let's see what else. Oh, so then those were current lifetime. Then you also set up past lifetime for cloned bodies living on cloned Earth and then also on cloned planets. You just covered it all, Ron. Wow.
Yep, so.
So that's good.
Not here, where are you?
that's great. That's going to help a lot of us. I think about the parallel time removal, and I totally forgot about the cloned option, so that is great. Okay. We do have some other emails, and do we want to address more emails, Ron? Or you also have actually a question regarding the calls, the monthly calls starting tomorrow.
Yeah, it's up to you. We can do the email. Keep going on that if you like.
Okay.
And we can talk about the end of the program here.
And then we can talk about, I'm sorry, I did not hear you.
We can talk about the Saturday and Sunday call maybe in 10 minutes, I guess.
Okay, very good. For some reason, the phone just blips out every once in a while. So let's see here. Oh, in the chat room, we do have a request. We have some spooky activity going on. Those are my words. Let's see here. Question is, could we please have a sample clearing for our computer tonight? The computer has been having a lot of snap crashes lately.
Okay, so we'll make your computers real. So here we go. So one, two, we're getting a bit of timelines now. Three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine. Oh, boy, and 10, and 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. A lot of stuff. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, wow, that's pretty heavy. So see if your computer behaves now. Oh, back to you.
Wow, thank you so much, Ron. I'm not sure if this is what the listener was experiencing. However, on Qualm, for some reason, my clearings end up crashing. It shows a little crash and a snap and an apology. And so this morning, before I left for work, I set one up on Qualm, a clearing on Qualm, and then I set that same clearing up on Opera. And when I came home, the Qualm crashed, which it has been doing for a couple of weeks, and Opera was still up. So it could be changing browsers might help with that if it happens to be your browser. So you might check that out. Thank you, Ron, though, because it could help. Your clearing can help with other things. Well, we do have a caller on the line. Welcome, caller. Please share your name and your question for Ron.
Hi, this is Ed.
Hi, Ed.
Hi. It's been a while since I've been able to. We've got an off night. I'm not working tonight, so I'm calling in. And there's a few things I want to say. I hope you don't mind if I take up a little time doing it. The first is I want to thank Ron publicly and let you guys know what a rare being you have on the phone with you here. I had a recent tragedy in my life that left me emotionally devastated. I spoke to Ron about it, and an hour after I hung up the phone, after 3 days of me being devastated, like, you know, something very bad happens in your family, and I'm standing at the sink, and this wave of love just passes through my body and through my heart, and it all went away. So imagine the juice he's got. If he could take some of this horrible tragedy that happens to you and just erase the emotional component. I still have the memory, I know it happened, but I'm able to look at it now from a dispassionate viewpoint and figure out, you know, what happened, how did it happen, what changes to make, that sort of thing. But I just want to thank you from the bottom of my heart, Ron, for doing that for me.
Oh, well, thank you, Ed.
You're welcome. You're very welcome. Okay, question time. There's supposed to be a satellite called the Dark Knight that has a... over the pole, the North Pole, orbit, and it's stationary. And do you know anything about that? And I would suspect it's a mind control device or something.
No, I may have to check into that. So there's something that's in the sky.
I think over the whole of the Earth. Yes, you know, it's a satellite or a ship. There's people have, like, I think, photographed it and drawn pictures of it, and it's like this rectangular, different rectangles sticking out of it, kind of a black object. They call it the Dark Knight. And a number of scientists have seen it come and go, and that sort of thing. Some have suspected it's a leftover from, like, 50,000 years ago or something, and it monitors the planet. Others say that it's a relay to back to, I think it was Epsilon Booties, something like that. So maybe it's something you could look at. And maybe it's a piece of hardware that's part of the mind control system, and you can just check that out.
Okay, yeah, I'll do some checking on it, yeah.
As a suggestion. Okay, now the other thing that's floating around the net right now is that I remember speaking to you and you telling me that the Archons, which surprised you, when you went to them and said, you're being bad to everybody, you either, you know, get with the light or get out of town kind of stuff, like you always do with these races, the Archons, you said, surprisingly enough, took your offer to have a spirit. And I was fascinated by that because they were like top of the food chain here on the planet. And for them to give it up like that was like, wow, they must have been really bored with their servitude to whoever they were serving. But the word of the net now is that the Archons are pretty much diminished down to just a remnant. And so that's moved up the second race, alien race that's in control, and they're called the Chimera, Chimera. And these Chimera are supposedly part of the technologically advanced negative military. So I'm thinking about, like in my own case, abductions where there were military and aliens in the room kind of a thing. You know, their program where they abduct millions of people off the planet all the time and harvest their emotions or their genetic fluid or whatever they're doing. So supposedly the Chimera, they've diminished down to a core only, but this Chimera core remains, apparently, running what is left of the etheric Archon's grid, which has the effect of quarantining us from the rest of life, plasma scalar network. So I just thought I'd alert you to that's what's being said out there. First of all, that your Archon experiment with giving them spirits was apparently effective and is being reported that way, and that has caused the underlings to come up and be in charge now, and there's only a few of them left, and they're running the mind control of the planet. So if any of that helps you, you know, clue in as to where it's coming from and who's responsible, I wanted to pass that on to you.
Okay, great. I'll do some checking on that. Probably, you know, right now I'm working with the stuff over in Hawaii. So, but I'll put that on the burner. Let's put it that way.
Okay.
Hey, Dad, that's wonderful.
What's the stuff in Hawaii, may I ask? I'm not familiar.
Oh, yeah, that's the bad weather stuff. The aliens trying to come down and, you know, it's awful weather patterns there and to destroy Hawaii. And they're doing, I think they're trying, what I had a quick glimpse of in some of the battles is that we had to go down with soldiers into underground tunnels there, because they were trying to do something on the surface, I think, to create more underground tunnels or vortexes or something like that. I can't really put my finger on it, but
right.
That's what I was clued into. I only saw it for about maybe a hundredth of a second there, and that's.
Yeah.
You know, stuff happens real quick, real fast. So that's kind of what I got tuned into.
Right.
So I don't always get 100% intel.
Okay. That sounds akin to the stories of the aliens that you destroyed Nibiru because they were allowing the humans to put, or helping the humans to put atom bombs under Fukushima. It caused all that destruction and all that. Sounds like another one of those kind of deals.
Yeah, very possible.
The next thing, okay. There's a lag here. I'm sorry if I keep speaking over you. The dream clearings you were mentioning about all these different clearings, I got the idea. Why don't you run a special or something like that where you take all of these dream clearings you mentioned, put them together into one clearing, and run a special on that so that everybody can get it all done all in one place at one time and save a little money doing that. So that's an idea for you.
I could probably put something together. I just don't have, maybe can ask maybe Cindy if she could check some of those out or something, or somebody
yes.
else. Oh, because, yeah, I wouldn't mind doing a bundle for that that could help people like that. That'd be a wonderful thing, yeah. I just, this second, am like, you know, you know, overdosed, you know.
Right, I understand.
So.
Okay.
I'd be glad to do that.
Would you please?
That's a great idea.
Thank you, Cindy. Thank you. And thank you, Ron. The last thing is that I've been trying to reach you for a long time on the phone. It's always busy. The voicemail is always full. So would you please call me? I have business, not this stuff, but business to discuss with you.
Okay, will do. Okay.
All right, thank you.
Okay, thank you,
thanks,
Ed.
Ron, Ed mentioned your assistance with the emotional feelings that he had regarding the personal tragedy, and we have an email regarding the emotional clearing, and this particular email is in regard to the deceased loved one. So it says, after we do an emotional clearing for a deceased loved one, do they have free choice or free will to leave, or does the clearing make them leave?
Okay, yeah. When you do that clearing, it gets rid of the emotional body. It gets sent back to the earth spirit. And so, remember, the earth spirit gave the emotional body to people so they wouldn't be destroyed, the body destroyed, terminated, whatever word you want to use there, by psychic attacks. And so those emotional bodies stick around because the aliens severed the connection that would normally be an automatic thing to the earth spirit. So once that, once you do the clearing, there's no free will, free choice with the emotional body because the earth spirit is supposed to have it anyway. So that's the process. So it's gone. The other one, which is for your spirit to leave this the planet here, to go into quarantine, is what happens when you do the other one. But that one you have to do, fairly quickly. I would say a couple weeks, it all depends how quick the dark side wants to steal it. That's what, and take it to your soul family, okay? And maybe even worse. So normally the spirit hangs around just to, check out the loved ones. And, at that point, a week to 2 weeks is when the dark side is going to grab it and get it out of here. Why it checks out the loved ones, maybe it's in part of the program. But from there, the spirit gets completely brainwashed, we'll say, if you want to call it that, and then it comes back into another body. It does choose the body. It's forced to choose a body. And from there, you pick the best of the worst parents, and it pops in here again. I would say a month would be maximum. So if somebody that just left here within a week or two, then, it's going to be pretty good odds that you can get them out of here. After that, possibly not, okay? But the emotional body, you can't get rid of. So that's what you want to get rid of, is the emotional body. So it's nothing to do with free will, free choice. It lost free will, free choice by the aliens keeping it around. Just gets rid of it. Then it's just probably dematerialized into an energy form again, and everything is released from it. Much like a past life review, instantly, and it's gone. Oh, back to you, Cindy.
Wow, thank you for that explanation. We have another email regarding the psychic billboard. The email reads, I want to use the psychic billboard to help grow my business. Can I use the psychic billboard clearing for my company to project the billboard of the company, or do I just use it for myself?
Mainly it's just for yourself. That's a very good question. If you own the company, then you are the company. So at that point, you'd be doing it for yourself, because the company that you belong to is you. So then you want to have you as the company do that, okay? But let's just say that you work for XYZ company, and you want to help out that company. Will that work? No. Well, because it's your energy. No, that is connecting to. So, if you work for XYZ company and you're trying to maybe make them make more money or something, or, whatever, it's not going to work, because you're going to be, it'll work if everybody who owns the company or shareholders got in there and did something, because they're part of the company, okay? But if they're not part of the company, they don't have a vested interest, and they don't all do it at once, then it's not going to work, because you have other people doing what they want to do anyway. So you're not going to be able to steer maybe 100 people in the direction that you would like them to go to. But if you are the company, you are the CEO, CFO, you're the only one there attached to you, then yeah, you could do it as yourself, to move the company forward. But if you have employees, what are the employees thinking, okay? Are they sabotaging you? Or even old employees, okay? Maybe they didn't like you when they were putting out psychic attacks. So then you need to go in there and probably put each person down, you know, and get them out of your life so you can steer your company. But that's probably more like your dark side practitioner clearing to get them out of your energy field. Oh, it's back to you, Cindy.
Thanks, Ron. We just have a couple more minutes. I wanted to read the email question. What does Ron do on the Ascension call? I have signed up as absentee and not sure what he does. So my question to you is, would you rather talk about that tomorrow night after the Saturday Ascension preparation call?
Yeah, we could do it then. Okay. That way it'll be more in real time for me, yes. Uh-huh.
Okay, so that way we also know what you did. Who knows what might come up. We have a lot of gifts that come up. So that reminds us all that tomorrow is the Ascension Preparation Call. Saturday is the four-hour call starting August 9th tomorrow. And then Sunday kicks off the Physical Rejuvenation Calls. Be sure and check out creationlightship.com. You can do that through the CLS intro page if you are online. Otherwise, certainly go to the website and check out events at the top. Ron, is there anything else that you'd like to share with us tonight, or maybe a mind-to-heart drop clearing?
Well, yeah, we'll do the mind-to-heart drop. So here we go, everybody. You're going to command your spirit. This you can do yourself out loud. So you want to command your spirit to take the thoughts in your head, and that's normally where they are, right, and drop them into your heart. So here we go. That way you're at peace. So I'm going to drop them down. I'll count from 10 to 1. You can feel the energy moving through your body. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, I'm going the other way around, 8, 9, and 10. So I'll just reverse that. So 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. It works either way, but here we go. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Great. Okay, everybody. So you should be feeling pretty good, heart-centered. So we'll see you later. Thank you, Cindy. And hopefully you'll be on the call tomorrow. And we'll be giving away that special clearing, which is self-sabotage, to people that are on the call. Or the weekend intensive, along with, you know, all the different conference calls that we have. So we'll see you later. Blessings, everyone.